I have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Angie Ray Duncan is with us. She's with First Children's Finance. It's a program that helps to educate folks on some of the issues dealing with young people in child care. Well, good morning, Angie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, good. Good. You sound good. Ready to go. Ready to get after it here today.
Yes.
Well, I know a lot of folks, they get up in the morning, they get ready to get after things, and sometimes when you're dealing with children, you never know what you're going to get tossed at you, but the Guided Growth Project here in Western Iowa through First Children's Finance sounds like it's going to give folks an opportunity to learn a lot coming up January 17th in Harlan.
It is. Coming up on that date, we have a business development training for child development homes. It's going to focus on budgeting, and the topic of that training is budgeting for quality and growth.
You know, when we talk so much about child care, especially home-based child care, I guess that's probably the last thing that most folks think about really is budgeting. They think about all the other concerns, health and well-being and education and what have you. But without budgeting, I guess you don't have anything.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to shift that mindset and get our thinking around that those folks really are a business as well, and that sometimes they need to think about things like budgeting. And so we've put together a training that's going to help them look at how budgeting can help them convert their goals into dollars and cents. They will learn how to track the money that comes in and out each month and how to plan for larger purchases. So providers that attend this training will actually see step-by-step demonstrations where we use real examples. And then they receive budgets that they can take home and actually use within their own household. And so we cover topics like setting financial goals and how to do a cash flow and create a budget, and then looking at business versus personal expenses, and even what would it take for them to break even if they want to be sure that they're making a profit or at least not losing money by having an in-home child care business.
Angie, a lot of times when folks open up home-based child care centers, it's for their own maybe personal reasons. Perhaps they have young children in the home, and maybe mom wants to stay home for a while with the youngsters and get back into the rest of the workforce later. So, you know, they kind of do it for convenience, or they have a passion for children. They may not always necessarily have all of the business acumen, the skills that are needed, the legal knowledge to be able to, you know, realize that you're starting a business, and there are a lot of hurdles and things to jump through. So an organization like First Children's Finance can be of quite a bit of help, especially in the early stages.
Yes, we can be. We, in addition to trainings like this, we do offer assistance to those home-based providers as well as child care centers. And really, you know, it's a variety of topic areas, but they may need help with things like their budgeting and finances and even how to market and make sure the community is aware that they're there and what they're providing. It's a valuable service, as well as the quality that they provide. A lot of those providers choose to do some voluntary things like the trainings or participate in an Iowa quality rating system. So we want to help them be sure that they can get the word out on what a valuable service they provide.
Oh, absolutely. And when you talk about home-based child care, there are so many issues regarding different things. For example, taxation. You know, how does this fit into my personal life as opposed to business? What's deductible here and there? So many things factor into doing it right to make darn sure that you get that you're at least breaking even, if not making some money on the process.
Yes, and that's really, again, where training like this can help because we do have some really practical, easy-to-use tools already put together so they can take those home and use a budget template and put their information for their household income as well as their child care business and to really see what the full picture is.
Absolutely. Well, Angie, talk a little bit about what folks need to bring. I assume you're going to have child care providers there. Do they need to bring anything with them?
You know, they really don't. In fact, we even furnished the pencil. So if they would, you know, we do need them to pre-register for the training to be sure we have the materials, and the training is available for those that are registered through Iowa Department of Human Services that they can get some training hour credits. So we want them to be sure to sign up to get those credit hours. Other than that, just a willingness to learn and an open mind to hear about how they can do budgeting, and we'll provide the rest.
You bet. Well, I know there are a number of larger child care centers that have opened up in many towns across the state, large and small, but is it still an important business? Is there still a real need for home-based child care out there?
There absolutely is. You know, every community has different needs, and even within a community, every resident has a different need. So each family, to have the option to choose if they feel it's most appropriate for them to use home-based or center-based, or even some of our smaller communities where it may be not feasible to have a large center, that we have those home-based providers also. So that is very important.
Well, and I suppose it's important to communities, especially the smaller the community, the more important it is to have a variety of options.
Absolutely. I think most people, to be sure they have the services that they need, it really becomes an economic development issue. And to have residents in your community and to provide the service that those young parents and young families need to keep our community strong and growing.
Well, these are definitely some of the issues that businesses look toward when they're deciding on whether to open or expand in certain communities, too, is can they handle the needs of my employees?
Absolutely. We hear that a lot. And even our organization will be contacted by a community that doesn't have a lot of child care available, whether they feel they need home-based providers or centers. How do we get that so our local employers have what they need to have the workforce?
Now, I'm guessing at a program like this, there's no one standing up front handing out $100 bills, but will you have any opportunities for folks to maybe learn where some alternative funding sources are?
In this particular training, we'll look a little bit more on just their own personal budget. We always talk about different options as far as considering if it's appropriate for you to do fundraising or maybe share the costs of care with another provider, some of the costs of supplies and expenses. So we do talk a little bit about that, but it's primarily focused on the tuition that they would have coming in as part of their operating budget.
Okay, it's being smart about the money that you're generating.
Exactly.
You bet. All right, very good. Well, again, this is coming up. There's another one coming up later in March, too, in Harlan. Will that cover some different topics?
It will. The March training is going to focus more on marketing, and we call that one Make Marketing Your Best Friend. So we'll talk a little bit about how home providers can use different techniques to market their child care services. And again, we always make sure we include hands-on instruction and show some real examples, and then send them home with some tools that they can really use. And usually those are templates like a worksheet or a spreadsheet that maybe helps them do some calculating. They don't even need to pull out the calculator to do that. And really for that one, we will cover things like their market and how to make sure that parents and the community understand what you do, and then how an overview of what the current marketing techniques are. How do parents get information, and what kind of message do you need to deliver to them?
Okay. So at any of these sessions, there's really something that just about anyone who runs any kind of home-based child care services could pick up some helpful tips that they can use.
Absolutely, they could.
Even if they've been doing it for 10 minutes or 10 years.
Yes, absolutely. We really try to make sure that these are current topics. So things do change over time a little bit with some of these different areas of business and what the latest trend might be. And so we do try to make sure that we're giving them current information. And both of these are new trainings. We just developed these within the last year. So they're not going to be very likely, if someone has attended a First Children's Finance training in the past, that they would not have had these specific trainings yet.
Okay, very good. January 17th in Harlan is this next one, entitled Budgeting for Quality and Growth. And again, Angie, you mentioned that folks do need to pre-register. How should they do that?
The easiest way to register is if they're already signed up to use the Iowa DHS Child Care Training Registry, to go on there, and they can pull up, using the search feature, they can look for First Children's Finance or Harlan or the date of January 17th and get registered. If they have problems with that or haven't used the registry before, they can contact me directly. And my phone number is probably the easiest way, is 515-229-5064. Or they could shoot me an email, and that address is angie@firstchildrensfinance.org.
All right, very easy. And they need to do that in a reasonable time frame to get yourself registered for that event on January 17th. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, Angie, sounds like a lot of good information. Hopefully folks will come away better prepared and maybe answer some of their questions. I assume there'll be Q&A time.
Absolutely.
Great. Angie, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Best of luck with that program.